Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, it's great to be back with you guys today. I am so full of need for therapy for myself, and then I want to talk about how things can change for the good and for the bad in an instant, Rob. It's an interesting week or two that we've had here in the O'Mara household, but it's something that is complicated, much like life.
Life itself is complicated, and yet life is simple and complicated at the same time.
It is
you've been presented with. You and I are both creatures of habit, as a rule, I would say. And when you plan something that is sort of causing you anxiety, which we talked about on Monday's show, and then all of a sudden it has to change because of real life, it's more anxiety, I imagine.
Well, it's good and it's different.
Are you feeling as anxious as you were the last time we spoke?
What I'm feeling right now is, let me explain what's going on down here.
Great. You've got this governor.
In a land long ago, far, far away,
yes.
I used to be pretty routine in going up north and seeing family and going up to Maine. And then
kind of a cornerstone of your year. I mean, there was like Christmas and July 4th and then your trip to Maine. This is how you divided up your year.
And then the family, as everybody got older, more and more people would seem to spend more and more time up there. And I was.
Do you care to, for anyone that might just be joining us, to just thumbnail the whole situation of Hancock Point?
Well, it's not a situation other than that that's a family.
I should say
home.
Arrangement or
family
tradition.
Home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Me, my sister, that's two, and then five cousins, that's seven.
Yeah.
Seven of us were all co-owners of this family house. And then one by one, we dropped off because multiple family houses are difficult, especially with multiple generations.
And it was built by the siblings, right?
It was built by the Pilgrims.
No. But, I mean, originally it was your dad. And
it was my father. It was not built by them. It was my father. It was his brother and his sister. They were three, and they shared ownership.
Yeah. It's still a little dicey with three. And so, it gets passed down.
But it wasn't because my aunt, Mary, didn't have kids. She was unmarried, and she didn't have any kids. So it was just two families.
Yeah, she played the field, right?
So, sure. Two families. And then there were, just me and my sister and my five cousins. And then we took over the house as they got older. And then we tried for years and years to make an arrangement, and it never really came to fruition. And there were like many different ideas and thoughts and personalities. And then one by one, we kind of jumped off the ship. And now there are three of them left out of the original seven that I think run it up there. But because of that, many of us would acquire a different property up there, myself included. And then I got up there and it became, I became a father with a little one,
right,
along with having my older kids. And it became something that was, I wasn't getting up there the whole time. So I hadn't been up there in 2 years.
Gosh, has
and
it been
so
that long?
If this would be the 2 years gone and then finally getting back up there.
Right.
And then, much like having a kid in this age group, about a week and a half ago, maybe more than that now, I'm not sure. We get a call that they have an opening on the 11 and under all-star team for my kid's district.
Right, just
and
out of the blue. This was not expected.
Out of the blue. Out of the blue. He was not. Most of the these kids are played on the majors. My son was playing on the minors. My son played well, but I guess made an impression because We didn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. And he ends up getting a – well, he did play a tournament where he played really, really well on this minors tournament.
Right.
And then we get a call that he's going to – if he is interested, that there is an opening on the 11 and under All-Stars team, that he's not going to get a lot of playing time, but they have, you know, like many – like all baseball rosters, like all rosters in general, you have – you know, the regulars, the starters, and then you get the kids that are the backup players, and then they need a backup player, and they need a full roster, and there's an opening, and would he be interested? I said, yeah.
Yeah,
and I talked to him about it, and he's jacked about it. But
at
you're jacked
point,
about it. Yes.
When you get accept for him to take this slot on this team, which is a big deal, do you even think ahead to future scheduling and any conflict?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay. We
tell the coach that we have plans to head up next week to the Pine Tree State, and we made it very clear because it was all new.
Yeah.
Flash forward, there are multiple games that he is there for, and we attend all of them because we're good like that. Whether mm-hmm. he's playing or not, we want to be, you know, we want to be there for the experience that he has. And they win, and they win, and they win, and he gets an at-bat in one game, and he's warming up pitchers in another game, and he is going to every practice, and he is a participant, and then...
This is a question I've not asked before.
Yeah.
Does he seem to fit in and be well-liked among the other
team
members?
He's got two or three buddies, and then he's made some new ones, so
that's
he
great.
Is...
Okay.
The answer to that is a resounding yes. He's a that very
helps.
Mature kid, so he
right.
is definitely... well regarded by a lot of these kids, and two or three of them are classmates of his. So
oh, that's wild. Okay.
That's and so to make a long story short, over the weekend they have this tournament, and with rain delays and with all the delays, it took a very, very long time up until Tuesday night to play this tournament, and they win it. And that means they win the regional, which means now the all-star team that he is on will be going to the States. And at that very moment, I look at my wife and I said, I don't really think it's a great idea to make a commitment and then not make a commitment. Even though you told the coach, I think this is something
right.
he, you know, even with that, with his limited participation, it's something he ought to be involved in.
May
because,
I
mean, making
about,
a commitment.
About,
yeah.
about, I mean, I agree with the commitment part. Because
right.
when you, even with the disclaimer, you really are in this for the long ride. But when you say States, does that mean his team will be opposing the best teams from all around Florida?
Yeah, all the districts.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Now, where will that play?
That will play in our backyard.
That's
which
lucky,
is
right?
Because
you
it's
might
very
need to
lucky.
Travel.
It's
yeah.
very lucky. If they advance from the States, they will go to, I believe, North Carolina. That will be the next. So we're in this thing, and it is...
the losers, Mike, the losing team has to go to Mississippi.
No, the losing team will be playing their games in El Salvador.
Oh, that's sad, right?
At a prison complex down there.
Well, now, to entertain the convicts.
So it's really... You have to make a call about the progress and being a part of this. I mean, the kid is on the team. The kid has, you know, in fact, I will. Can you put up a text if I send it to you, or is it easier for me to put an email to you? Send it. That's what I was going to send you. I remember I was wondering what I sent you. Can I send you an email, and can you put it up on the screen?
I believe so, yeah. It'll take me a second, but do it.
All right, I'm going to send that. Or text, which is easier.
Email would be easier.
You know, I can do it easier myself. Let me do
okay.
it this way.
Hold All right.
on a second. Let me just do it this way. All right.
And this, of course, is the email you got from Mr. Giamatti?
That's an old reference. I'm not sure whether people will.
Well, he was the commissioner of ball, right? Commissioner of baseball?
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Hold it up right there. I'm going to zoom in.
Zoom in.
And so you can see this. Yes, we are the – can you tell the tech guy is not here? You know,
is that the team? That's a great shot.
And there's Michael.
Oh, that's great.
Zoom in a little bit.
I see him right above the letter C.
And so, you know, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And
I'm a little disappointed you didn't make it into the shot, Mike.
I took the shot, though. So
you
yeah,
could have used a timer and run around.
It's very, very cool. And
yeah.
So,
had you ever been a part of
me?
Mike, I'm just asking the questions.
I mean, I've made varsity. I was a varsity hockey player. But as far as Little League champions and being around these kids is a good thing for him. And when they win, we make that call. And, of course, he's got mixed emotions because he's 11 and he wanted to go to Maine. But he gets it. He gets it. And we have mixed emotions because it's not like he's out there every time. But it is a wonderful thing to meet new parents and to share in this experience and to see kids that have been there before. And have Michael be around this rarefied air. This is cool.
And I don't know if it's a lesson as much as it is a learning moment, but this will teach him commitment. And also, because it's not just him not going to Maine, it would be him not being a part of a team. I think this is a valuable thing. And
I also think that he is and I should mention this, he's a good ball player.
Right.
He's a better ball player than I was at this age. And it is something
maybe at any age.
He's an overachiever.
Yeah.
He is. It's the way he rolls.
Do you hear that music?
What's that?
That means it's time
we have to stop and talk to our man in Italy.
Yes, our international man of mystery, Mike, is Josh Sroka.
Let's see how good the connection is on a moving train.
Your video just dropped out.
I can't imagine why. Audio. I want to find out what speed the train is going at right now.
Josh, can you hear us? He's in there just with the audio. Right,
we'll try it later.
Maybe he'll come back. My apologies. He was testing okay in the previous part.
Okay, did you talk to him before the show?
I talked to him by text, and I saw his face in the box, and his face went away the second I clicked him out of the waiting room. So
hopefully we can
make
contact. I had it on my show prep today. Will we hear from Josh on his bullet train? Did you get enough information as to what train it was yet? Because that's all I'm curious. And I knew that's all you'd be curious about, too, as far as what kind of train it was in Italy. Our executive producer and man who's still editing this show and doing things together is Josh Sroka. Let's get him on now. Now he's at the bottom of the screen. I set
Josh
up for you. Let's move him up here and see what's happening. There he is. Now he shakes his head. That's funny.
That is funny.
He shakes his head and it's gone. All right, we're not going to do this. We're not going to spend the whole show doing this.
He just popped back. Let's see if he comes back up.
Let's see.
No.
Tell him to forget it. Tell him to forget it. Tell him to enjoy his time.
Dear Josh, have a happy train ride next time for sure.
Next time, get your act. No, he's not. We don't expect that from him.
No, all right? No,
we don't expect that.
All this stuff has been bonus, Josh.
But it's really a thing where I have to get on the phone train with everybody. We were meeting a friend in Boston.
Uh-huh.
We were going to a Red Sox Yankee game.
I forgot that. Yeah, you know,
that's the last piece of the puzzle. I got to sell my last minute tickets to get to go to the game. Which
call
I think
Josh's brother. He'll go. Give them to him cheap.
And then talk to my sister. And everybody's very understanding. Everybody gets it because this is a completely 1,000% legitimate reason. But
like in It's a Wonderful Life, Mike, one man's life touches so many. Just because you're not going, you have to cancel with all these other things.
And it is exciting to be part of this, but you also are not watching your kid on every play.
It's
so
a team with your kid.
It's a team, and you feel you can't help. I have no idea what Michael feels about this. I think he might feel exactly like I do. And I don't include Carla because Carla's not a sports person, but she's there too. And Carla and I love...
Do we want to try one more time?
All right, we'll try one more time, and then, Rob, you're going to have to make the call. All right? You're the boss here.
Hi,
right,
Josh.
I went through a tunnel. I couldn't control where the train went.
Okay. So that's really good.
Yeah,
that's really, really... This is like you've got Wi-Fi on the train.
No, this is cell service through the train, so it'll last while it lasts.
This is really... are you on one of those European bullet trains?
I don't know. I don't think it's a bullet train.
Mine. Look at the scenery next to him, Mike. Look at the scenery next to him, and you can tell this is not a bullet train.
No, he's going slow at this moment. Mm-hmm. It might just be slowing down. Is that an Italian truck?
yes, everything out there is Italian. I'm in Italy.
You were in Venice yesterday, right?
Yes, I was in Venice. I just left Venice.
Pay attention, Josh.
My stepson was choking on some candy.
Oh,
wow.
So I was trying to figure out if he needed help. Do I need to go over there? He's okay.
That's
he's
good.
Okay.
Mike, did you know that all Italian candy is the exact width of a throat?
Apparently so. he seems to be like, yes, we were in Venice. I just hopped on the train in Venice, and I am now headed to Florence, Italy.
Oh, that's my sister's favorite place. Florence is supposed to be magnificent. Food. Eat in Florence. That's what you do. It's a great eating city.
That is a conversation we had today at lunch, that we have not found great food yet. And it's
really?
Because we were in London. Well, London food sucks.
Well, of course, but you were in Paris.
And then we were in Paris, and things were just hectic, so we didn't have time for a good meal. And then issues here. But we did have a nice gondola ride last night.
Yeah, I saw the photo. You looked so happy.
You know, I've heard about those. That's not really touristy.
Only the locals.
Only the locals use them for regular transportation.
Yeah, commute and going to the grocery store.
Mike, if there is a tourist thing, we are doing it.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, we're having a great time.
I don't believe you. Anyway, that's
let me ask you this. Josh, are you having a busy time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
I'll just say we were in wherever we were for less than 24 hours.
For a man who always looks exhausted, you look really exhausted.
Yeah, look, even his faux hawk is sort of flopping.
I'll tell you, I really like Venice, but I didn't know how much of a pain it was to get to Venice and then get around in Venice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've been once in my life, actually.
We had to fly into town, then an hour boat ride, and then our Airbnb is like on the opposite side, so it was a 25-minute walk with all the luggage and then a 25-minute back to the train. It's just been a lot of walking.
But the smell is wonderful, right?
You can't spell canal without anal. How was the water in the canals?
I'm being too loud on the train.
Boo, that's Italy. Just tell them to screw off. They're loud all the time, Italians.
We're at a new stop. People are getting on.
Do you happen to know? Is there a sign that says what town you're in? You could maybe flip the camera over.
I have to move because I moved to a town to a seat that wasn't mine.
Mike, he's at Farragut West.
Boom.
Next.
It looks like we're in. We're in Udine.
Of course you are.
What it means is you've mangled another European word.
No. All right, then Undine. I'll spell it for you. Udine. That's what the sign says.
Oh, Udine. Mount Etna.
Udine.
Yes.
Udine.
Oh, what is your proximity to Mount Etna?
Nowhere near.
Good. That shouldn't ruin your vacation.
I did not look at a map, and I've seen no ash.
The earthquake, the Greek earthquake, is there anything that you've heard about or any awareness of it? There's been an earthquake.
No, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Okay.
He hasn't watched a lot of news. We established that.
Okay.
No.
He didn't even know about Loretta Swit.
Yeah.
When was the earthquake?
Rob, bring up the earthquake. Do you know anything about the earthquake?
The Grecian earthquake?
Rob doesn't do that. You do that when you're here.
Yes,
so
I'll do that.
I'm working with limited resources here. I have to say that I'm glad the picture is fantastic.
It
is. Now. And that you're stable. The audio,
I am.
But I mean, you know, yes, go ahead, Josh.
No, I am. We're stopped at this station. So that's probably why it's so good right now.
What time this evening will you be getting to Florence?
I believe 5:00.
Very good.
So we've got Rob, if you remember, I'm still being told I'm too loud. We talked about the cheese wheel and the pasta made on the cheese wheel. I believe that is tonight's dinner.
Oh, good. That's nice
that you traveled to Italy to get something you could get in about 400 Italian restaurants here in the United States.
But, Mike, this is truly an Italian cheese wheel.
You could go down the street to Di Vietto in Coconut Point Mall and get the cheese wheel.
They do not have this at the Olive Garden.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's exciting. Listen, we're going to let you go. You're very kind to pop in and check in with us. Next stop, Florence. And when you get there, we would love to hear from you. We are very. I love these travelogue check-ins with you. Stay safe. Enjoy. I really, you know, of all the places you're going to, this is the one that I've been told about because I've never been there myself, but I've heard great things about the city of Florence.
Well, I hope to be there 24 hours.
Okay.
Great. And Mike?
We have to read between the lines here.
Mike, tomorrow is when I get the rental car.
Oh, so this will be really, you're going to have more control over your whereabouts then, right?
Oh, I believe it's just drive to Rome.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's a one-way drive.
Oh, okay. Just to get to the Rome?
No, a couple spots, I'm told.
Oh, very good. By the boss.
So. And happy anniversary to you and Kelly.
Was your anniversary nice?
Yes. Yep.
You should mention that. Mention it at dinner, and maybe they'll give you a special cheese wheel.
Well, that was yesterday.
Very good.
I'll try.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not going to ask for paperwork. Tell everyone it's your anniversary.
I hear they have all the restaurants in Italy. Yeah. All right. Take care. Be safe. To Kelly, please pass along my best anniversary wishes to Kelly, please.
I will.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Josh.
There he goes. Oh my. He looks wrecked.
He looks miserable in his gondola picture. Seriously, like the third day of a theme park father.
He does look wrecked.
He does. And he's only about two-fifths of the way through it. He's got so much to look forward to.
As I've mentioned before, there's so many things that there's the yin and the yang. There's the yin and the yang with my kid being on a championship team, but not getting the reps. There's the yin and yang of passing on Maine, and not hassling, but missing the fact that I'm not going to be up in that beautiful part of the world in the summertime. There's the yin and the yang of traveling to exotic locations, but then being on an itinerary that keeps you extremely busy. That everything is balance, Rob. Everything is balance.
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
there is something to be said about what I like to refer to as the Rob Spiewak lifestyle. Rob, could you give us a couple of sentences on your lifestyle and why it pleases you, compared to, say, a Josh Soroka?
I would say that my lifestyle is primarily reactionary and not proactive.
Right.
So many people are proactive. They're out there looking for trouble, looking to get stuff done. Well, Mike, I'm 54 years old, and I've spent many of those 54 years surrounding myself in an environment that's just right for me. It's taken several houses. It's taken a lifetime of collecting. It's taken a lifetime of wisdom. But now I've got my lair, and I'm happy here. Now, there are things that will happen.
Do you have a radius that you travel to keep you happy?
Like in my, if I actually go outside?
Yeah, or wherever you go. Average it out.
I would say I'm pretty good with like a 4-mile radius. But I'm best at like a 50-mile, like a 50-foot radius. And that's up and down, too. 50 foot in the air, 50 feet that way.
And if
you do it just right, very few things are going to get in your way.
The world comes to you, Rob. The world comes to you.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm always here for you, world.
I have to tell you.
But until you need me, don't. For example, Mike, just real quick. Yesterday,
yes.
Carrie got through the mail a rug that she wanted to try in our living room.
Okay.
And it came rolled up, but it was the fuzzy side out. So you could see what the rug looked like.
Okay.
And it came in, and it's big. When you get an 8-foot rug mailed to you, it's long. It's big.
Eight by eight?
No, I think it was 8 by 10.
Eight by 10. Good chunk of carpet. Yeah.
And she says, I don't like it. I said, then return it. And she says, I don't know. Maybe I will like it. Do you like it? I say, I don't like it. And then Robert says, what's that? And he said, it's a rug. Do you like it, Robert? No, I don't like it.
Nobody liked it.
No. But Carrie kept it around for about 2 weeks looking at it and telling me she didn't like it. And then yesterday, it worked out that I had access to Robert's car for an hour. She said, hey, I'm going to send you a receipt via text. Why don't you go ahead and return that rug? I said, we got it through the mail. She says, yes, but I got it through the mail from Target. So you can take it to Target and return it. Now, Target's very close.
Yeah, and I would think that doing it that way may be easier than via
Yeah.
Well, but via mail, you wouldn't get a carpet via the mail. You get that like shipped to you by UPS or FedEx.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
it came via delivery. I don't know
they
what
didn't
service.
Shove an 8x10 rug into your mailbox.
No, it
right?
came to the door, but I do think it was the United Postal Service.
It was USPS that delivered
I think so,
it. Okay,
yeah.
That happens too.
So
I'm aware of that. I ship stuff.
I take it out, and the car I have access to is Robert's Jetta. And I
great for hauling 8x10 carpets.
Mike, I got to tell you, I did one of my favorite redneck things. I lowered a back window and just had it hanging out, probably about 4 feet of carpet sticking out of the car.
Decided you weren't going to do the old tie it to the top of the Jetta move.
Well, Mike, the Target's 500 yards away. I'm not going to go to all that.
So you have like 2 feet and 2 feet hanging out on either side?
Angled down into the footwell and 4 feet out the passenger side. It looks great.
Fantastic.
And so I go to drive, and then that's that thing when you only have one window down and your car goes whoop, 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 whoop. You ever get that like weird air thing?
Sure. Yes.
So I had to put all the windows down. It was hot yesterday. I get there. There's a huge line to return it. I get it. I pull it out of the car and I put it in a shopping cart. But because the shopping cart is shallow, the rug starts to bend.
Okay, all right.
So I have to sort of turn it.
And this is way, way out of your comfort zone.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I had to take a car. And so I have to sort of put it in at a jaunty angle, and then it's too wide to get through the sliding door.
She ordered it, laid the whole return on you.
Yeah, because she didn't like it. And then by the way, you could see a photo of it in the ad where you could see that you didn't like it. But I get in, there's a line, I get up there, and I show them the receipt, and they say, oh, that's not what we need. We need to see the XXX number. So Carrie's at school.
And she's the Uber returner, right? She knows how to return stuff.
Well, not this time, because I called her, and then she sent me a bigger screen cap, and they said, and this is after me waiting in line again, they say, no, it's still not that. She needs to hit back twice on the receipt to get to the start and return and get that number. So for God, I wait 5 minutes. Carrie
sounds like a little more cumbersome than your usual box store return policy.
Yes. And so I finally get it done and I say, can I put it anywhere? And she says, no, just leave it in the cart. I think it's going in the trash. But that simple return, because this doesn't affect me if it's not brought to me. This was a reactionary action that took an hour of my day that shouldn't have.
And this is throwing a hand grenade into the Rob Spiewak world.
Oh, my God. I got stuff to do. So,
You really don't, but I mean, you say you do. That's the
way
that
works. I mean, if I want to continue my lifestyle, I've got stuff to do.
Your lifestyle, right.
Yeah.
You're back in your place.
Right. The coolest room in the house, the basement. Because, cold air goes to the bottom.
Nobody knows what you do down there. It's your world, and only your world. That's
people come into it, and it's they're creeped out. They really, really are. But
can I ask you a question really quick before we move on?
Sure.
When you are surfing online, when you are diving into your computer, do you use headphones or do you do the speaker in your computer?
Oh, I always use the speakers.
Oh, I see. I use headphones.
Well, I've got pretty good speakers though down here.
Okay.
You'd like them. Right. So they can be plenty loud. And
so do you run like a YouTube video through speakers down there? Or do you use mini?
If I watch it on my TV, on my monitor.
I get TV quality sound with my computer. With my laptop.
Yeah, well, because you're getting it through your ears.
Well, and it's also my way, how did Carla explain it to you? It's my level of detachment. So I can sit next to my wife in my easy chair, and Michael can be in his world. They're fine with their little bitty speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I like to immerse myself in sound. If I have a Karen that's being tased, I need to immerse myself in that world. And by the way, it's a world I intend to bring to our listeners more and more often as I, begin my tutorial for my sharing. I'm really getting tired of sending things to you and Josh that I want to share. And I think it's well overdue for me to improve my technical world here.
You think when a spouse or an offspring sits with you, but sits like in another corner of the living room, and you're watching a television show, something relatively current, like the John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors, and then you hear from behind you, maybe 12 feet, you hear, Or maybe don't.
And I never know do, that, she is I so, never deal with that.
Because you're listening on headphones.
If I'm not, and something comes on a small speaker when we're watching television, when there's something on TV, it is a capital offense. It is the number one. It's the number one. My son is yelled at. My wife is yelled at. I'm yelled at if I do it. The little speaker is not tolerated. Is it a regular violation in your house? Does this happen
time.
On a regular basis?
As a matter of fact, I think for her birthday a year and a half ago, as a subtle hint, I got her some earbuds so she could surf all night long and not.
So the setup we have here is you are up in the same room.
Yeah, she with returned the earbuds, by the way.
Did she have the right receipt?
For that, well, she was going, so of course she did. She was ready.
You're in the room with your betrothed.
Yeah.
Do you make a pre anytime the big screen is on in the living room?
Yeah.
It is usually now we have honed it. You know, we've been together over 20 years, Carl and I now, and thank you very much. And I know it doesn't come close to your situation, but
then again, you're not a reactionary guy.
I'm not a reactionary guy. Thank you. I'm a proactive guy.
You are a proactive guy.
Yeah, and it's cost me about $11 million. But anyway, as far as...
If you could put a price on it.
Oh, yeah. If you could. Yeah. Who's counting, though?
That's right. You've had three, but who's counting?
Sure. Yeah. I think if you looked at, the markets over the years, it'd be 11 mil. Really would have been so getting, but I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna cry over lost cash.
That's
I'm not gonna
in 1995
do
dollars.
It yes,
would be
exactly.
A lot more
oh,
today.
It'd be a windfall right now. I'd be, where's honey? Call the yacht. We're going boating this weekend. But when I'm in there, when we've got the TV fired up, we agree on what we're going to watch, or she's on her thing. Using her phone speaker, and I'm on my earphones. And that's most of the time.
The lose-lose for me is if, like, it gets to be, like, 5:30 and I've finished up stuff here at the, which is a set, I know we say it's my lair, it's the base, but it's where I do my work. And I go upstairs, and the worst scenario is we have a sectional, like a L-shaped one.
Okay.
And she's at the far end, farthest from the TV.
Yeah.
And she's got a... invariably a blanket over her legs because it's June.
Mm-hmm.
And she's watching something on her phone, scrolling the TikTok or the internet or whatever. And on the screen at a regular volume on the big TV, the 65 inch, she's watching 90 Day Fiancé, but she's not watching it. She's on her phone.
Yeah.
And I come
easy
in,
show to just have as background noise.
Yeah. If you're an idiot.
I get it. If you're an idiot. It's so, very nice. It's very kind. She
it
won't
is
hear
an
that,
idiotic show. There is, I mean, there
never
are
had the pleasure.
Shows.
Oh, can't make a judgment
even,
call.
Don't even start.
Can't
if
make
you
a
had to dip
call.
Your toe in,
yeah,
go with 90. The what is it? Down under the or down below deck. The boat show.
I've looked at that,
and that's good because everyone.
By the way, when you're talking about shows like that, that's how you say you've seen it. You've looked at that.
I've looked at that. I look at that on my.
Well,
television.
they've got. Good-looking people.
Lots of good-looking people on Below Deck, except for the lady captain. But
they have a lady captain? What happened to the guy with the white beard?
They're in different... that guy is great.
Yeah. Yeah, because he knows that these are, like, borderline... These are people... The people that are working on these, but they're all one paycheck away from a refrigerator box. Am I right about that?
Yeah, they're one paycheck away from a refrigerator box, and all the men are big walking hard-ons. So that's
100%.
What the show is. Yeah. But at least it's good-looking people. On
so that one,
Fiance,
I would say that one I can, I don't do it, but I could.
I would never seek it out, but I all don't right. get bitter at it. But the 90 Day Fiance is... so many weird-looking European people.
Okay.
And thick accents and simpletons from America.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
looks good right. on this show.
So,
and
okay.
it really does. I've said it before. Every time someone watches 90 Day Fiancé...
So what do you do when you walk into that environment? That's what I'm curious about.
I scream.
No. Do you put on headphones or do you just sit and suffer?
I'll sit.
Or do you go back to your room?
I will sit, usually make myself something to drink, non-alcoholic, and Carrie, who is pretty good at...
Will you fix yourself a snack?
Maybe, yeah, as a matter of fact.
You got a go-to?
The go-to right now is chips and salsa with the chips from Moe's that I've
good and good for you.
Yeah, it's fine. And, you know, well, actually, I used to be a queso guy. And salsa is almost calorie free.
I salute your sacrifice.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting lots of like Opramine or whatever the stuff is from tomatoes. So
what's it called? Opramine?
No, there's a like a something that's in tomatoes.
That sounds like something. An Opramine sounds like someone would sing like Pavarotti while insulting people.
Where he would say,
"Yo, when your mother sits around the house, she sits around the house."
It's not that. It's like a something. I'd have to look it up. But
you have more jeans than a Chinese phone book. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I heard one today. Your mother's so stupid. She tried to climb Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Not funny.
Very nice.
But usually Carrie will be sensitive enough to the situation that after I sit down and, you know, make it clear that I'm up there for the day.
They were late arriving. They were late arriving for the Mountain Dew joke.
Oh, hi, my friends. It's good to see you. Carrie will normally say, "I'm not watching this. You can pick something." And
when
if she's
she'll know
yeah.
that the 90-day fiance
and she's
is...
lost in her phone. And it's all, you know what? It's all streaming now, and the order doesn't matter. She just puts one on and lets it go. But to be courteous, if she's yielding control of the television to me, I'll try to find something in color or something that won't immediately make her run away.
So. Like if you put on Casablanca, she'd be like, roll her eyes and go, yeah. "Oh God, stop
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah."
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of Laurel and Hardy lately. It's very funny, but it has no interest to her.
Ugh.
So what I'll do is I'll put on
God.
One. That...
Oh, ugh.
You're
God.
Kidding, really?
Yes.
Oh, so great. So great.
God, yeah, great. If your worms are eating your eyeballs. If you're a skeleton like, under the ground.
If a worm ate your eyeballs, how are you going to watch YouTube?
Wow.
Come
Jesus.
On.
Laurel and Hardy.
But she has no interest in that. So
God bless her for that.
Now,
somebody's
you see,
normal
you say
in
that,
your household.
Mike, you say that, but you liked the movie Stan and Ollie. And as a matter of fact.
That was a modern take. That was a modern movie based on the old comedian
Yeah, but
duo.
That's what, I mean, that's why they're so great that their story still conveys. And that's how we're going to end up.
Oh, okay. I bet you can find this.
What's that?
I'm going to challenge you.
All right.
We're up on a break, but I want you to say, there is Commence a Dancing.
From
that
ALS.
To me. Can you recover that and play
sure.
that? Can
mm-hmm.
you can you do that fleet
mm-hmm.
of foot? Couldn't
yeah.
you find that right now?
Yeah.
And put that up on the screen. All right. Now, so this is their signature dance that they used to do on stage.
Yeah. It debuted in a movie called Way Out West.
At Way Out West, where they do a little dance number. It's Laurel and Hardy. These are from people in our audience that may never have even seen Laurel and Hardy. Don't talk.
Likely.
Just find it. Just find
All right.
it because you won't be able to find it if you're talking. This is, I will set it up. I think this is the definitive Laurel and Hardy bit. It's not particularly funny. It's
mm-hmm.
just kind of interesting the way they do. And it's really old. I mean, and it looks old, sounds old.
1936, I think. 1936, somewhere around that.
Really? Okay, yeah. I thought it was older than that. And these guys are singing an old Western song,
mm-hmm.
and Laurel and Hardy come through a fence in a yard, and they start to tap their toe to it, and then they start to dance to it.
They have just arrived at Brushwood Gulch.
Okay. Now they're going to start.
Yeah, they're going to dance.
I love this. See the foot?
Yeah.
There's the foot. All right, here we go. I love this.
See?
Well, no, this part I love.
You're a man of conflicts.
I am, but I love this. And I like watching a fat guy dance.
Oh, he's a better dancer than Stan.
Stan.
It's his name.
Laurel.
Stan Laurel. Bum, bum.
That to me is fun.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of the spirit of their comedy.
And that's like they're shooting with a screen on in back
mm-hmm.
of them. That's the old West. There they go. All right, that's enough. My brain hurts.
You don't like it anymore. Here's the.
You want the conclusion? I know he wants it.
Here's the best part. Some bones. There he
there it is. Laurel
but anyway,
Hardy.
I'm a fan. Sorry right. about that.
That's
but
good.
Anyway, I'll watch something. She watched most of a show that we'll talk about later. She's been watching the John Hamm show. What else? Poker Face has been back. That's been good. So we'll watch something current.
All right. Well, I got a review that we are going to disagree on a little bit later. We already discussed that in the pre-show. We will take a break.
At Christmas time, we will watch a Hallmark movie every night.
And you'll suffer through that because you don't really enjoy
it. Well, I kind of hate watch it, if that's okay.
You hate? Yeah, because they're
horrible.
I did a Lifetime last night. So anyway, yeah, we're dull. Sorry. We're doing the best we can. We'll be right back, everybody. Do you know ball? Yeah, boy. Well, there's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line. That means time is running out for you to put yourself to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. On Prize Picks, you can even mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. And Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. We all love Prize Picks, especially Rob's wife, Mrs. Spiewak, who has won thousands. Literally, don't miss out. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. You know what doesn't belong in your epic no-bummer summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning summertime fun, your wireless bill should be the last thing to drown you financially. That's why you gotta switch to Mint Mobile. With plans starting at $15 a month, Mint Mobile gives you premium wireless service on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring over your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Josh has it, and Josh loves it. Right, Josh?
Absolutely. Should have done it earlier.
This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick 5-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert-curated and customer-curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Are you like me? Do you hate bugs? Bugs belong outside, not in stately O'Mara Manor. Right. You need Pesty. Pesty, yes, is a do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It just takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies, they charge you a fortune per year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. That's so much of the world doing that right now. They know how to do it. The kit includes reusable electronic sprayer, bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. You can complete it in less than 10 minutes.
Mike,
that's right.
I did it in 9 minutes.
Fantastic.
It in 9 minutes this year. I haven't seen a single ant.
Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No questions asked, except for all the bugs asking, why do I feel so sick? Did Mr. Cerrito spray us?
Oh, Jimmy,
oh, no,
yes.
I'm dying.
All of Jimmy's scorpions.
Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Hit the news music thing.
You know what's fun, Mike, is if you call it pesticide.
Watch out for those nasty pesticides. We start today with the bathroom habits. I was told this by my parents every time we'd take a long trip. Telling your kids to use the bathroom just in case is a popular move before a long drive, but you would be better off risking it or even letting them pee their pants, according to a new study. I don't
disagree.
Understand it.
Well, Mike, at age 50, don't you think at age 50, I began to think that if I have an opportunity to try to pee, I'm going to do it. Because I don't want to be caught later.
The New York Times did a story on how using the bathroom when you don't need it isn't the best strategy. The term for it is proactive voiding. At American University, we used to have interactive voiding, which was totally different thing. Pardon me. I digress. If you do it too much, it can train your brain to always think it's time to go. Very bad.
Okay.
They talked to a urologist at Penn who said doing it every once in a while is okay, but if you do it a lot, your bladder starts telling your brain you need to pee when you don't really need to.
See, there are people that don't control their brain right. You got to control your brain.
You're not a scientist. The average adult's bladder can hold about 2 to 3 cups of urine.
Yeah.
Two for women, 3 for men, but we generally feel the urge to go when it's less than half full. Just in case. Peas can bring it down even further to a point where you're constantly making bathroom runs. If you say, go in case you need to. So you don't want to do that. Going when you don't need to can also cause straining. Straining
at stool, Mike.
Yeah. Which can weaken your pelvic floor muscles. You got to work on those. So that's another reason.
I'm having one of those put in the kitchen, actually, a pelvic floor.
The good news is that if it does ever happen, you can retrain your brain. Another expert dubbed it mind over bladder. If you think just in case, thanks. They're scientists. They're not comedians. If you think just in case pees have trained you to pee too often, they suggest dealing with it by distracting yourself, doing some deep breathing, or taking yourself, talking yourself up. Like, I'm in control when I pee.
If I have to pee, I like to distract myself, Mike. I think of waterfalls.
Or just go in the suit.
Yeah.
Like they did in The Right Stuff. That's a great movie with a great pee scene in it.
You know what? The better pee scene, if you really want to do it like they did in A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper.
Just to know my line from that scene, when I do my fabulous impression of the legendary actor Scott Glenn.
Yeah.
All right. Request permission to relieve bladder. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here all week, everybody. Scott Glenn, you won't get that on many shows. That's for sure. A Scott Glenn impression. Yay.
No wonder Marin's retiring.
If you're a TikToker, you may be familiar with the latest trend. You've heard of tummy time for babies, where you put them on your tummy, and it strengthens their neck muscles, their shoulder muscles. Well, now, of course, we have adult tummy time. Now, with that said, I have a lot of neck pain lately. I don't know whether it's my old discs just getting old or maybe the constant computering that I'm doing. Content creators say you should be on your stomach for 10 or more minutes every day, even if you're just watching TV, scrolling, or reading. Hear me out with this.
All right.
It's supposed to counteract tech neck, the effects of the hours you spend hunched over computers, phones, and other devices. I'm guilty of this. I do my computer surfing mostly in a reclining easy chair, and my neck is at
you and your tech neck, Mike.
Yeah,
You're gonna wreck your neck with tech neck.
Be careful. One video warns that if you tilt your head back too much during tummy time, it'll affect your vision and you won't be able to read your news copy. No, I'm sorry. Be careful. If you tilt your head back too much during tummy time, you're basically just bending your neck and spine the same way that you would hunched over, so it's better to keep your neck straight, which is easier if you're reading than if you're trying to watch TV, as I'm doing right now. If I'm trying to look down at a screen...
Would you ever in a million years do this?
Tummy time?
Yeah.
Not after reading that last paragraph.
No.
Because it goes the opposite way and do that. I got a Theragun anyway that I use for.
You don't need to mention it by name. They're not paying anymore. You have a massage machine.
Yeah, I use it everywhere. Everywhere. Forbes released their 2025 list of the country's 10 richest self-made women. I'll go. The top one, by the way, is 13, and the lowest is the bottom, 100. Okay. Serena Williams, $350 million. Katy Perry. I'm not going to give you all the dollars. They go up incrementally. I'll give you the last three. You got your Serena Williams at 100, Katy Perry, 97, Reese Witherspoon, Ellen DeGeneres, and Dolly Parton. They're tied at 78.
Hmm.
But, God, there are a lot of rich people in the world. Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, Judge Judy Scheindlin.
Because she owns her show, I think. I think that's why she makes so much money.
She wrote that pee story for the New York Times.
Exactly.
I said, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
She does a lot of tummy time.
Kylie Jenner, 670 mil.
Mm.
She's not self-made.
No.
Not a chance.
She's made of plastic.
Selena Gomez, Beyonce, and Madonna. Rihanna, and here are the top three. Number 21, but with $1.6 billion, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
There she is.
I mean,
whether you like Taylor Swift or not, one of the greatest live shows you could ever see in an arena. Would you agree with that? I would think so.
Yeah, and also a perfectly structured career so far. Mm. I mean, she's not made any missteps. Good for her.
Attention parents who may be the parent of an older child, an adult child, and you see a video of her doing it on screen, fear not. Kim Kardashian has $1.7 billion and comes in at number 19. And who do you think is the richest self-made woman?
I would say the queen.
The queen is not correct. No, she's not self-made.
Well, I mean, and actually she's dead.
yes, she is.
She is dead. Gosh, I don't know. Taylor would have been my guess.
Think. What did you say?
Taylor would have been my guess.
It's a think media empire.
Oh, Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Of course.
$3.1 billion. I mean, light years ahead of the field. That's where
she is. But she did not go to space like Katy Perry.
No, she did not.
Katie will always have that.
That's fantastic. Moving right along, this story will not die. White Lotus co-stars Walton Goggins, otherwise known as Uncle Baby Billy Freeman.
Yeah, come over here.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are. This story just won't die. And Amy Lou Wood, the one with the teeth on White Lotus. They are now setting the record straight on their alleged issues. This was all over, and I have a question about this when I get done all with this story. In an interview with Variety, Goggins says, quote, "There is no feud. I love this woman madly, and she is so important to me. This is Goldie Hawn. This is Meg Ryan. She can do anything, and she will." I think there's a chance at that. I think she's got that kind of charisma. You watch what the next 20 years of her experience will be. I'm with Walton on that. I think the lady with you got beyond the teeth, and to accomplish that was a stunning accomplishment in what otherwise was kind of a flat show.
Horrible
in my opinion.
Show this season. Don't you think the show would have been better if there had been a scene where she squirted mashed potatoes through her teeth?
100%.
Yeah, I see. Now I'm watching.
That's why we're not in Hollywood. She added, quote, he added, quote, "She's special. There's no feud. She is love. And I know that I am that to her. We care about each other." So why did Walton unfollow her on Instagram? Because he felt he had to do it in order to separate himself from their characters. And he told her ahead of time he was going to do it. And she was, quote, "extremely supportive." Okay, so he's put it to rest enough.
I'm going to take you off my Instagram, y'all.
Y'all now. Amy shares people were, quote, "making something out of absolutely nothing." My question to you, do you think this, the show is over now?
Yeah.
And I think they are putting out the fire that probably grew too much based on a prearranged PR stunt. That's my opinion.
I agree with you. I agree.
You put a feud out between Carrie. Any better way to get views on your show? Just put that feud out there.
As I recall, this feud sort of first came to our attention like the day of or the day after the final episode.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're right. It's just gone out of control.
I have something specifically for you in the news today.
Thank you.
I have found a road trip for you. The 1995 cinematic classic Tommy Boy turns 30 this year.
Oh, F me. That's a long time. Wow.
It's getting its own celebration in Sandusky, Ohio, where the movie was set.
That's where Callahan Auto Parts was.
And that's why you, my slightly slow friend, need to go to Tommy Boy Fest.
Oh,
Tommy Boy Fest, it's a drive from Virginia. Mm-hmm. You could get
there. Sure, you could do it.
Goes down August 7th through the 9th. Obviously, Chris Farley can't be there, and David Spade is not booked either. In fact, no stars from the movie are scheduled to be there, but
Brian
director...
Brian Dennehy has passed, hasn't he?
He's gone also. The director, Peter Siegel, is, along with the actual car from the movie. Yeah!
I feel good about driving 8 hours to see a con.
Well, maybe it's not the car. Maybe it's the activities that you drive
for. Oh, they're activities. I didn't know that.
They'll include movie screenings. You know, everybody goes to see a movie.
You know what they do? They should show Tommy Boy.
Live music. Great idea. I'll pass that along.
Thank you.
Live music, a classic car show, look-alike contests.
Oh, yeah. I might go in to look like Bo Derek.
And this is the one that I think you could participate is.
Yeah.
A Tommy Want Wingy throwdown.
Oh, I guess that would
Tommy
be
Tommy Want Wingy.
I guess it would be an eating contest.
Do you remember when that movie came out? I mean, there was so much mixed reviewing of it.
I loved it from day one.
Leave it alone. And,
yeah, she's so pretty.
Iconic.
I wonder if she dates one of the Yankees.
You must be watching Spanktravision. Finally today, marijuana has reached a new high among older adults in the United States.
That's right.
In 2023, roughly 7% of adults 65 and older reported using the drug in the past month, according to an analysis led by researchers with the Center for Drug Use and HIV-HCV Research.
Huh.
Don't know who works there at New York University School of Global Public Health. The study's findings highlight the need for healthcare providers to screen adult patients for cannabis use and educate them about potential risks.
Good.
The researchers said cannabis can complicate the management of chronic diseases and be potentially harmful if patients are not educated on its use and potential risks. You know that all the older potheads I know will say it's the greatest thing in the world.
Right, right.
There's no harm, apparently, cardiovascular, danger of falls, things like this as you get older, heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory issues, all this from smoking weed, slower coordination, trouble with memory, all this is there.
Yep.
You can't discount it. Older adults also face a higher risk of fall, as we mentioned before.
Yes.
This is a very interesting study, and we have a quote from the lead scientist on the study right now. Let's see what he had to say.
I would imagine it would be worse if I didn't.
All day, every day?
Yeah.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
After
every
this?
Day. Yes, I smoke weed all day, every single day, since I was 20 years old, maybe, something like that.
20.
Yeah. And I've been very productive in that time.
There it is. Very productive. There you go. Way to go. There's the pride. Yeah. That's why
they
things become big issues. That's why stuff gets legalized.
Yep.
That word, proud of it. Way to go, Seth. Congratulations.
I've never been ashamed of it.
Wow.
Wow.
We will take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Better Sister on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you all for joining us. We truly appreciate you stopping by.
Ooh.
I am all for a relaxing day at the pool, just not with my old swim trunks.
Mike, your old swim trunks are the worst.
I will tell you that not only are they size challenged and look like, well, I mean, really. I mean, the swim trunks were, you know, when I was a man of larger carriage, it's hard to describe what I would look like with my old swim trunks.
I can describe it. Have you ever played the game Operation?
I would look like, if you can go back, watch an old Bob Hope special when he's boxing.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, I'm ready to invest in something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. This episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear.
Welcome.
If you're heading to the beach or you have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh. I hate mesh line.
Oh, mesh is the worst.
I really do. Say goodbye to them forever. These are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. Really more like athletic shorts, and they look like it. They look so good.
Yes.
These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold, and look, I know this for a fact. If you're out there and you're going to a store to buy a regular swimsuit, they lack comfort.
Yes.
They all do. Millions of swimsuits sold, over 70,000 five-star reviews. Fair Harbor. It's a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use that promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS crew, spelled C-R-U-E, sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what about the Fair Harbor? You're
What's
not
that?
Adjusting. I find that with most standard swimsuits, you spend a lot of your day adjusting. You don't have
mesh.
To do that. It's a great
I hate
stuff.
The mesh. That's the simple reason I don't like it.
It was a great TV show, though.
Speaking of TV shows, thank you for the segue. We need to discuss the program known as The Better Sister, which has been getting a lot of buzz.
You came in saying it was remarkable, so I jumped right in.
I'm willing to entertain a counterpoint here, but let me just get the positives out of the way.
All right.
I think that it's Elizabeth Banks, right, with Jessica Biel. I think those are the two actresses who play sisters, and they do such an incredible job of acting as sisters.
You absolutely buy the fact that
the sisters. Credibility. I love that, and I love something where the acting is phenomenal.
Yeah,
because I'll always take that first because I want the characters to be A, cast well, and B, be credible. Now, when you get to the writing of it, I understand that it might be. Did you find it hard to follow to a certain extent?
Yes, 100%. And also I found that I'm going to guess the entire length of the series was 8.5, 9 hours. I didn't count. But it seems to me that, A, it was hard to follow, and that even if you cleared it up, you could have told that story in 2 hours. You did
I don't disagree with that, but I found that it held my interest.
Held my interest because it was such a good-looking show. It was really nicely done.
And I will tell you that, as far as the principal sisters, you know, being women, I would assume in their 40s, that's what it's supposed to be, late 40s, mid 40s, something like that.
Yeah.
They're just so good at what they do. They've honed it. They've refined it. Didn't Elizabeth Banks host a game show at one point?
Yeah, I think they had her. I have no idea.
Don't do that anymore. Just get to the big screen. I mean, really. Or do the streaming shows. She's too good.
I think she did the return of Press Your Luck.
I believe. And it's like, I know they threw a suitcase of money at her, but I just think she's really so talented.
And also, Beale is maturing into a very lovely woman, and that haircut is great.
What do you mean maturing into? She's been like a supermodel forever.
I mean, she's been a supermodel, but I'm saying that a lot of times when those supermodels get to their 40s and a little older.
I don't know about it if I agree with you on what you're going to say.
I think she looks dynamite.
When you talk about.
Maybe even better than she used to.
When you talk about people that come from that background, I think that the longevity in many cases, you know, Cindy Crawford. Forever.
Yeah.
Cheryl Teagues, forever. Jessica Biel's in that category, but Jessica Biel is an absolutely phenomenal actress, in my opinion. And I know that it was a little hard to follow, a little too much on the subplots, but interesting enough to be something that held my. You bailed. You didn't like it.
No, I watched the whole thing. And at the end of it.
At the end of it, you went, F Mike.
No, at the end of it, I said, there's not another episode because there was. I won't spoil anything. I'll just say it was a happy ending, I guess. Right. But the whole. They were so eager to explain the whole sister relationship and the complications there. That they really soft-sold why the husband put himself in danger. You had to sort of back piece that together.
I get it. Did you find also that the show seemed to end and then start again?
Several times,
there was resolution when the son. I'm not going to give a spoiler alert. When they conclude the danger the son was in, that I thought was the resolution. And then the whole thing starts up again. The plot was a little meandering, and it was okay, but the
and
acting.
Not horribly unpredictable, but you're right. The acting is great from every level.
Matthew Modine was really good in it as the evil lawyer. I thought he was really
with
good.
With his ascot
playing the, you know, and I think it's always, don't we find that gay male characters that are older, in many cases, can play lovable characters where this goes against type, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. Goes against type. So there was that. I thought it was okay. Is there anything else out there that you would recommend?
Nothing that I'd recommend right now. I will say, Poker Face is not as great as
it was. What is Poker Face? Because I'm not out of the loop on that.
Poker Face is Natasha Lyonne. It's a 1 hour procedural like detective show.
Okay.
And her angle is that she knows when people are lying, so she can use that to solve crimes. But she's also on the run, so she is every episode in a different sort of location. And this week's the episode I watched last night. She was working as a ball girl for a minor league baseball team, and there was a murder on the team. It's set up very much like Columbo.
Is she undercover when she's
doing this? No, she's just a person that travels around trying to avoid being caught because she's been involved in some
affairs. She's the one with the big eyes, the short girl?
I think that's the one you're thinking
of. Kind of like that.
But she's very appealing, and the whole thing is set up very much like Columbo in that you see the crime, and then she solves it. Even down to they used the same font on the credits as they used on Columbo. It's a good show. But the other thing I wanted to comment about the Better Sister is there seems to be a trend, and they also did this in the new Matlock. I don't know that they're casting cute kids anymore because the son in The Better Sister is not.
Well, no, but that's the whole point.
I suppose. But
that's the whole point. You see, you were looking away. You were scrolling, if you were. The whole point was that she was giving him love with food, much like, well, you might even be close to somebody. You may have psychologically tuned that out.
Maybe.
Since it mirrored your life to a sense.
But they could have easily made him a guy with a fast metabolism and a cuter troubled kid. And
let
the
me
kid
explain.
In Matlock is also
the kid is they are overfeeding him because that's how she is showing him love as the other sister. That's
but
the
Mike,
whole point.
Also, it is a make-believe show.
I know.
They could make him a better looking kid.
But that destroys the plot, Rob.
Not for me.
Didn't your mother, didn't she show you love by letting you snack?
She.
Come on, tell the truth.
She showed me love by looking away and letting me snack. She could not condone it, certainly.
She didn't condone it, but it was in the house.
It was in the house.
She worked at a grocery store.
And she knew when the Entenmann's was fresh.
There you go. All right. Well, check it out. Form your own opinion.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Take 9 hours and piss it away.
thumbs up, half-hearted thumbs up for me and a thumbs down for Rob Spiewak. We will take a break, and we will come back with, speaking of fat and food, I got to get the Mickey D's info.
Good. Okay, you'll love it. You will love it.
We'll come back with that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We sure appreciate it. And I'm Uncle Baby Billy Freeman.
Yeah.
We are sponsored today by Ethos. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills. Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. With life insurance from Ethos, your family will be protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was a complicated one, but
right.
Ethos is an online platform. It makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future, and you can do it in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process. It's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions, and you can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should do it, too. There's more affordable insurance out there than you think, and I've seen folks that really have a struggle when a loved one goes away and passes. You can prevent this.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Protect your family. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
You'd be glad you did.
All right, McDonald's, it's so funny. I would say I do not frequent the Mickey D's down here.
Not
really,
my favorite fast food place.
I just don't go, but it's still omnipresent. And even with not attending regularly like I may have in the past, it still is a little bit of a pulse quickener when you see the sign that says new McDonald's coming. There's one just up the road that is actually closer to our home. And even though I don't frequent it, it makes me happy. I don't know why. That's probably what we're conditioned to think after all these years.
Probably go there is the son from The Better Sister. He would enjoy it.
Remember, Rob, it was part of the plot because that
was
very much part of it.
Do you think he's not really fat?
That is, no, I don't think it's like your guy from This Is Us.
Oh yeah.
Didn't Toby wear a bit of a fat suit at the end?
You mean Chris Sullivan?
Chris Sullivan?
Yes, right? He did.
We used to call you Toby.
Yeah, I loved that. I think that was more of another guy's thing than yours.
Yeah, it may have been. It may have been.
Like when he fell through the glass table.
When he had a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember much from that show, but I remember that. But getting back to McDonald's.
Yes, please, Mike, stay linear,
all right,
please.
Thank you.
When you go to McDonald's, I wouldn't compare a McDonald's hamburger to a proper hamburger. A McDonald's hamburger is sort of on its own. If I were to make a McDonald's-style hamburger at home, I wouldn't want it. I'd want it to be a little thicker.
If the hamburger that you go to an outdoor grill and they brought that over to you, you go, skimpy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But they've got it down to sort of a science, and some people even say that McDonald's burgers have a magic flavor. There must be some sort of magic seasoning to it because they taste unto themselves like a McDonald's burger.
I think those onions that obviously
they
source somewhere in Wonkaville.
I think it's just minced onions that they soak and fry. I don't think it's anything fancy.
Yeah, but I think that's the flavor key, right?
I do too. But the meat itself,
soak them and fry them.
Yeah, they rehydrate them and then put them on the grill.
Really?
Yeah.
Before they put them on the burger?
Yeah.
I didn't know
And, you know, that's an old trick, like on boardwalk and food trucks and stuff. If you fry up pickles and onions on your grill, it'll put a smell out that draws people in.
Let me ask this question. When you say rehydrate, do they come like in a freeze-dried?
Yeah, have you ever not seen minced onions in a spice? Yeah. They're dehydrated. They're flakes.
I made my spaghetti in a pot yesterday, and I put in the dried onion flake. By the way, the dried onion flake, I think, is a unsung hero of a pantry.
A pantry item.
I'm like you. Mike, I'm turning into you. Shut up, Mike. Shut up right now. You're sounding like Rob. Stop it. You've worked with him alone too long now. You're becoming Rob. God. Well,
there are worse things than when you go to your larder and you pull out your onion flakes. You should celebrate them.
What is a larder?
That's just another name for like a pantry.
Your larder. Your larder. Speaking of larder, McDonald's. Yeah. What are they doing?
But
now?
Anyway, they're saying that, you know, what do they do to the meat? Now, this brings up another funny thing because I found this tape of a guy.
I think they pound it. I don't know. Yeah. Like with one of those hammers, you know, hammer.
A mallet.
Meat tenderizer, mallet.
Yeah.
They pound their meat.
Do you pound your meat?
Not as much as I used to.
I hear you.
All right, go ahead.
But I love the fact that there was a former executive chef at McDonald's, which says to me that he first became an executive chef at McDonald's. Hey. But then something happened that he decided to leave. So he's an ex-chef.
All right. When I think of an executive chef at McDonald's, I would think of somebody that was not at the store, but somebody who was creating
at Muppet Labs.
Like a national headquarters or something like that.
Well, he left and he revealed the secret seasoning. His DNR must have like expired because he worked there until 2019.
Do not resuscitate?
No, do not reply. Like a DNR. You can't repeat the stuff. It's secret stuff.
Okay, but it's also do not resuscitate.
Yeah, well, you eat enough at McDonald's.
Right, 40 hamburgers a day, you'll need that.
This guy looks like an executive chef, but here he is revealing the secret of McDonald's meat.
Former McDonald's corporate chef. And
doesn't he look like executive chef?
It's like Paul Giamatti with a heavier beard.
Hey, yeah.
A former McDonald's corporate chef. And the comment after talking about the burgers was, I need to know what is the magical seasoning they use on the meat. I am going to divulge some information for you right now, all right? It is magic, all right? Nobody believes me when I tell them about this magic of what goes on the McDonald's burgers. Now, this is for the tender ones, so that's the cheeseburger, the hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac. Same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. Now, just to confirm this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. So I'm going to pull up the ingredient statement for the burger. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement, what kind of meat they use, because I know that's going
to
be a
big
topic that nobody
believes.
So here we go. I'm going to divulge the information right now as I post the ingredient statement for the McDonald's cheeseburger. Here we go. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, no human meat or DNA or horse meat or whatever,
human meat.
If you don't believe anything that I'm saying, go sue them. Go test them.
Mike, this is the cool thing.
Okay, why that at the end? Why that comment? Go sue them. Did you find that all of a sudden that was out of left field?
Yeah,
right?
It's a little aggressive, isn't it?
Like, why do you have to, you know, like he doth protest too much, right? Yeah. Am I right about that? If you think it's just salt and pepper they put, they're not using human bodies. Go sue them if you think they are, please. Weird. That's as weird as it gets.
They're not using horse meat, so come to my house naked and I'll show you. But here is the one thing, and I think as a guy who cooks like me, you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
The magic mix is 86% salt to 14% pepper.
All right. And that's, but it's still salt and pepper.
That's
and,
it.
And it gets back to, I think, the flavor that those minced, rehydrated onions, I never knew they put them in a fryer.
Yeah, they fry them up, warm them up.
So they will take the dried onions and dip them in the fryer and then put them on the
No,
the
they'll
grill?
They'll soak them so they rehydrate and then warm them on the grill.
On the it grill, they don't put great. Them in the fryer.
No, no, no. They warm
they
them
grill
on the grill.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's
amazing. Isn't that great?
All right, well,
but also, I've always said, isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
Mike, I've often said it's almost impossible to oversalt a hamburger because of the way it makes it taste. And that 86-14 makes perfect sense to me.
By the way, hold on a second. You're right. You're right. Ventricle just texted me, Rob, and said, tell him he's wrong. Tell him he is dead wrong right there. We have to take a break. You cannot dip the burger in the bag of salt that you get at Costco. It's never
you're
enough.
Silly, Mike. I use road salt.
It's never enough. I can't breathe. We'll come back with beautiful video on the Mike O'Mara Show. But right now, let me start this DermGlow commercial because Rob always writes something for me.
Yes.
There, the secret, it's just like McDonald's salt and pepper. It's exposed. All right,
yes,
here we go.
It is.
Let me get ready for this commercial.
Well, Mike, the thing I wrote special is not at the end. It's till the end, so you're okay.
Well, it's the front, too. Hi, it's noted jug band enthusiast Mike O'Mara. And let me brag about Carla, my final wife.
You didn't like when I said current wife?
She's absolutely crushing it. She was last night. I hear her on the phone with people.
While you're watching TV?
Yeah, well, she'll sometimes do it right there where somebody that's a brand partner for her or somebody who's getting into the DLPs will call her. And I think it's really important to point out, if you want to start the weight loss journey, she's there to help you, give you all the information you need. And it, also skincare, clinical grade products, customized treatments. She's also a go-to for weight loss. That's the big
yes.
one for her. And wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. If you want to know what those are the game-changing meds that everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. People still every day are losing weight. There's NAD Plus for energy. There's glutathione for detox. And all of this is doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, it's easy, and there are payment plans, so anyone can do this. No huge upfront cost. You take a quiz, you get approved by a medical professional, a doctor, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now. Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla has your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. She is ready for you. There is a new girl in town, and she's looking good. There's a fresh, freckled face. What's the song?
God it's the closing
it.
Theme to Alice. Or the opening theme. I'm sorry.
There's a new girl in town.
And she's looking good. There's a fresh, freckled face in the neighborhood. Things are right when you stand on your own 2 feet. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay. Here's the finish. Oh, wow.
All right.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. There. You did. I wouldn't have been able
like
to pull that off.
Some beautiful video.
Silly ass. Silly ass. Silly ass.
I'm not silly, Mike.
Silly ass.
I'm a man who likes music. Mike, this is to me sad because through the years, Chevy Chase has made so many people laugh, but also no one ever has a good thing to say about Chevy Chase. In fact, if you remember his a roast on Comedy Central, he came away from it feeling really hurt. He didn't even like reply with insults. He just said, this really hurts.
Yeah.
Also, I've seen him in recent interviews where he seems to lack a certain cognition. He did a lot of interviews with his wife where
not a young guy anymore.
No, you know? But this to me feels like they're just using him as a prop in a comedy bit.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
And this is really sad. I don't know if it's his assistant or whatever, but they found a miniature golf place called Caddyshack.
Okay, yeah. And this is the one where note the hair, people. Note the hair.
Yeah, and also he genuinely seems to not know where he's going.
What am I doing?
We're going to stop at this place called Caddyshack Miniature Golf.
Caddyshack Miniature Golf?
And surprise them.
You think it actually exists?
I think so.
No chance.
I saw it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Look right up there.
Where?
Right there.
Where?
Yeah, here it is.
These is kids?
Oh, look, they have hot dogs.
I think it's his wife. I don't know who the guy is. It's also in the rain, which is sad.
Hi.
Hi. What can I get for you?
I'm Chevy Chase.
Wait, what?
Caddyshack?
Wait.
I'm from Caddyshack, the movie. Ask
oh,
him.
My God. You got to
see me. That's crazy. We got by.
I like this part.
We were driving by.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
Oh, my God. It's a pleasure.
Around.
Wow.
You guys, this looks like a fun operation. You have.
This is a very fun operation.
That's great.
What do you want? Two hot dogs?
Absolutely.
Well, I had to spell it with an IE because I didn't want you to come after me with money.
So it's a great
thing.
Did
he say he didn't want to get sued by
Chevy
Chase?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's basically a nice video for the guys that own Caddyshack.
Right.
But at what point do you just realize, you say, you know, Chevy's not
really
into
this. This is like David Lee Roth. This is like the day.
Exactly.
Why is it the guys, is it because they, this is what feeds them probably, right?
Mm-hmm, I guess.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. You know, it's like, it seems like these guys need, we all need the approval on any level of performing.
But don't
this
you
is,
think this is his people wanting approval? Because he doesn't even seem to know what he's
doing.
You know,
you're absolutely right. Who knows? Who knows? And it's a little off-putting. It's a little, yeah.
This close to elder abuse, I think.
Well, we may never know.
I mean,
we
look at his hair and his glasses also his
and then he gets
Parton.
Old Manny there was like, you want a hot dog? Yeah. He wants a hot dog.
And also, I don't think it exists.
Yeah. It's the dental work, man. Yeah. They all have. That's the
and
way
he
goes.
Was a good looking guy, and now he looks like the guy, he looks like Doc from Back to the Future.
Father time, Rob.
I know.
Father time.
Yeah. Mike, this is it's bad to be held up. And I know because my grandfather's furniture store was once held up by a guy that came in. It's
I thought
scary.
You were making a traffic comment.
No. Held up like with a gun and a robber. Mm-hmm. But how do you make it even more insulting? You do the robbery while you're on rollerblades.
Rick, you certainly do not see this every day. This man rolled in, then he rolled out, and some terrifying moments there in between. Surveillance video shows the rollerblading robber approach the Lukoil on Old York Road in Abington. Once inside, the man on wheels demands cash from the man behind the counter.
Under the till. What's under it? Give me all the ones.
Give me all the ones.
That young man was this 19-year-old store clerk.
He was shouting at me without any reason. Give me all the money.
Hurry up, come on.
That time I was a little bit scared.
Police say this.
And you should be scared if a guy comes in on rollerblades and asks for your money.
Yes, and thank you for broadcasting the live version of The Simpsons to us. We appreciate that, Rob.
Mike,
that's the best way I can articulate
it. Sad to
that.
Report that the lead singer of A-ha, although really a one-hit wonder, has Parkinson's disease. Now, I will give A-ha credit. When their Take On Me video came out, it was
You constantly share this horrible news with people, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, I just want a cure. But when we saw the video, it was remarkable because of the changing of the drawing and the people. It was a great song, but I got new appreciation for the song when I was reading about this gentleman and his disease. They posted just his vocals, and they're a little more nuanced than I thought they'd be. Here are the isolated vocals.
I'd love to hear this because I love this song, and I'd like to hear how he does with the high notes.
He does amazing stuff. Here's the lead singer for A-ha.
Talking away. Though I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shine away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
It's a great record.
It is.
Me. Take me.
Here's your note.
Take on me.
I when you hear them isolated, it really makes you appreciate. And also,
yeah, you do. You appreciate it
rhythm.
More. You appreciate it more. That's amazing. Really. Yeah.
So I wish him all the best because that is a great record. And I think for many people, when they power up their Apple Music, that's the first song they play.
You're the musicologist. Were there any other hits at all?
I think they did a James Bond theme. Was it The Living Daylights?
One of the bigger ones.
When James Bond bets on a theme song, they normally nail it.
Yeah.
I mean, going way, way back, that was not a great one.
But, the most recent standout one to me would be Adele with Skyfall. Right?
Yeah, and that was
pretty spectacular.
Only 20 years ago.
Was it really? Was it really that long ago? When was Skyfall? Thought that might be a danger when I did that, James Bond. Well, I mean, when they started churning them out like milkshakes.
13 years ago, Mike.
It was 13 years ago?
Older than your son.
Skyfall. Wow, but, really?
Yeah, 2012.
My God, I'm doing your move.
I know. Let's all do it.
God damn.
All right. The first person I ever saw, we'll close with this. The first person I ever saw to eat a banana in an alternative way was intern Dan O'Brien. I always have eaten a banana from the stem, the part that connects to the bunch.
Yeah.
I pull that down.
Me too.
Dan did it the other way.
Okay.
He took the bloom end and he peeled from that.
Okay.
But a British expert on how to be proper says the proper way to eat a banana is this.
To eat a banana. Now, we don't pick it up and peel
like
a primate. Instead, we use a knife and fork. First, going from one end, cut it off. Then, cut off
skin
the other
on.
End. Turning your knife
Wait.
On its side. Then, score down the skin. Peel back. And eat like so.
And you know what?
I disagree. You know, I watched that guy. I love his theories on peas. When you spear the peas as opposed to balance them on the fork. I'm with him on that, even though it takes a little more time. That, to me, is a little too British Elton Brownie.
Well, yeah, you know what concerned. He is? He's a dick. That's the problem.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't
but
care.
You're, but your man Alton, who says take a rolling pin and roll out the little legs of the lobster to get the extra meat, that's not dickish?
Mike, this is not part of today's discussion.
Well, maybe we can continue.
But I will say this about that British guy. It has been a long time since I've had a good pee.
Haven't had a good pee in a year. We got a news story about it. Some of my parents would always say, go before we go anywhere. My bladder. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll have a brand new bonus show for you tomorrow on the show. And who knows? Josh Soroka may be calling in from some other part of the world next week. We never know. It's Florence, Italy.
In 20 minutes, Mike, he's at a factory where he's going to learn how to make breadsticks.
Yeah. You know, maybe Monday you can grab me his entire itinerary and I can read it like the newsman on the old George Carlin albums. Pompeii! That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm over here now!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh my goodness, how modern.
What do I do?
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.